Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's weekly arts and entertainment show. Raylan Baxter isn't a household name in music, at least not yet. But those who have heard of the Nashville native know him to be a world-class singer-songwriter. Baxter stopped in Columbia just 2 weeks ago to perform at Rose Music Hall during a Midwest tour of his second studio album titled Imaginary Man. As a fan of Raylan Baxter since the release of his debut studio album in 2013, I was pretty starstruck as we spoke on the phone the next day while he was on the road headed to play a show that night in Indianapolis. I was surprised to learn that music wasn't always the plan for him.
I thought that maybe I was going to write copy for an advertising agent. I didn't really think about becoming a musician until I was about 22 years old.
The reason I was surprised is because Baxter's father, Bucky Baxter, is a pedal steel guitar player who both recorded and toured with artists including Bob Dylan, R.E.M., and Steve Earle. Baxter's father gave him his first acoustic guitar during winter break of his sophomore year of college. But Baxter says his father's career didn't really influence his decision to pursue music.
He just wanted me to have a guitar. He didn't know anything else that what was going to come of it. I started a cover band about like a year and a half after owning a guitar, and we played a bunch of just classic songs.
It wasn't until a trip to Israel with his father after graduation that Baxter had what he described to me as a come-to about his future.
My life took a major turn when I was in Israel, and I was like, I'm a songwriter.
Never in my lifetime.
After catching the attention of ATO Records with his song, The Woman For Me, Baxter would soon record and release his debut album, Feathers and Fishhooks. Now, 4 years later, Baxter's second album, Imaginary Man, has garnered serious international attention. He says writing and recording Imaginary Man was entirely different from his experience with Feathers and Fishhooks.
When you compare where we are now in our lives to where we were then, which is almost 5 years ago when we started recording that album, it's crazy what we've all been through and how many tours we've gone on and how much we've learned about writing, singing and playing guitar and bass and keyboards and all this stuff. I have grown up since then, and the music therefore shows.
Baxter's music is beautiful and pure. I told him that when I listen to his songs, his lyrics paint a picture that have a profound emotional effect on me. And I asked what it feels like to be told that as a songwriter.
It's amazing that I've succeeded in that, because when these songs are written, they are affecting me that way. When I'm singing them, it's a huge part of my life. Like, this one song or this collection of songs is going to represent me in some form or fashion. And I think that allows the listener to enter that gateway as well.
Baxter has gone on more than 20 tours, both as an opener and a headliner, taking him all throughout the United States and twice to Europe. But he says despite his full schedule, it isn't hard to keep the music and performing from becoming stale. In fact, he says the tour that brought him to Columbia is more fresh and exciting than most other tours he's been on.
I'm just now getting to a point where people are coming out to see our show. We're getting like people that come and know the songs. We've sold out in Philadelphia and in Boston and in D.C. and in New York City. It's really cool. And so this is now, I feel like we're just kind of gearing up to do our thing.
Following this tour, Baxter says he and his band will have some time to relax and reflect before performing at music festivals around the country this summer. For more information on Raylan Baxter, visit kbia.org. That's all the time we have this week for Off the Clock. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.